Chapter 50. May 12th of year 19. Adam. Ever since the connection to Marchenko was interrupted, Adam has been pacing up and down in the control room like a caged predator. Eve has asked him several times to sit down, but he simply can't. He has to keep moving to distract himself. If they can't observe Marchenko directly, then how about indirectly? There's just a teeny tiny obstacle. The planet itself. If they were on the other side of the planet now, for instance, in the forest of walking trees, they could contact him easily. Not far from there, they found the antenna in the ocean. Might it be possible to use that from here? Adam taps Gronolf on the shoulder. The alien's right eye winks, so Adam must have caught his attention. Now he uses the arm display to draw the antenna they found months earlier. It takes a while, but then the alien seems to understand what he is trying to communicate. He jumps up, runs to the holomap, and starts typing on the sector control panel. Then he moves his right load arm toward Adam. Is that a sign of success? Adam comes closer, but he only sees a blinking dot. Gronolf uses the sector control panel again. The display changes. The 3D image shows the side of Proxima B invisible from here. An approximately fist-sized, cube-shaped object is approaching. With the naked eye, its movement is not visible. But when Adam covers it with his hand for half a minute, he notices its position is slightly changing. It must be the majestic draft. From here, the ship looks like a toy. Gronolf magnifies the image. Now the spaceship is about the size of a human head. Adam walks around it once. It is multicolored. At the rear, where the engine is located, it is brighter. The display probably indicates the intensity of the radiated energy. Gronolf must have switched the antenna in the ocean to pure reception mode. Adam remembers their excursion to the antenna. They were so full of innocent curiosity. But then Marchenko too tried to gain control of them. The alien antenna had seemed so elegant and had given them hope that they would soon solve the mystery of Proxima B. Suddenly a bright spot appears on the side of the cube. What is it? Adam turns around and looks at Gronolf. He has also noticed it, and he increases the magnification even further. However, no details are visible. The antenna must have reached its limits. What could have happened? Where does the spot come from? Might it be a sudden energy pulse? If only he could talk to Gronolf about it. Eve, he says, but when his sister steps next to him, the spot has disappeared.
Energy,
Gronolf says in English. Adam has already realized that. Can't Gronolf tell him more? That he is being unfair, Adam realizes. It is just that all the waiting around makes him crazy. Perhaps the omniscience just vaporized Marchenko. If so, they will never find out. However, then it really doesn't matter, as they will all die in a few hours. Eve puts an arm around his shoulders and pulls Adam closer. Eve is right, he thinks. We shouldn't spend our last hours alone.